They're looking to demoralize you. They're looking to demoralize you. Are you defeated? You know, I use that famous quote by Aeneas a lot. The victor is not victorious until the vanquished considers himself so. Do you consider yourself vanquished? Folks, the police state isn't coming. It's not going to be here next week. It's not going to be here next month or next year. The police state's here now, and you're living in it. You ever see aliens? Stop your grinning and drop your linen. Get ready. And folks, for those who don't like unfiltered shows, tune out now. Because this shit ain't going to be pretty today. I'm really sorry. I know it bothers some people. I don't have time for bullshit today or anything else. We got a big show today. Do not be demoralized. They are trying to get you to feel defeated. Folks, I could give you silly cliches all day, but that darkest right before dawn thing, it matters right now. If we stop it, we are at the end of a micro cycle of police state communism stupidity. And we're about to turn a corner, but not if you're demoralized. Why is this happening right now? It's happening because tyrannical, communist, scumbag, liberal leftists, they're ushering in the police state. Every police state's required useful idiots. And the most useful idiot of all is the modern progressive who celebrates in front of their kids how wonderful this is, the police state, not realizing their very kids are going to suffer at the hands of the police state they ushered in. Every totalitarian commie regime in human history has required a class of useful idiots. The modern progressive is the most useful of idiots. Our corrupt government is desperately hiding the biggest political scandal of our time, Joe Biden's alleged $10 million bribe, two $5 million bribes. They are hiding this. And to hide it, they're attacking Donald Trump. It's the same thing they did hiding collusion and the quid pro quo in Ukraine. It's the exact same thing. Folks, I just want you to think about this. Dictators, fascists, communists, and thugs who've had political opponents or been in office while their political opponents were arrested. Mao, Stalin, Idi Amin, Castro, Benito Mussolini, Hitler, Joe Biden. Yeah, but anything I'm saying inaccurate? People who've been in charge or have directly ordered Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, directly ordered the imprisonment and arrest of their political opponents. What about what I just said is inaccurate? Anyone? Dipshit liberals, anything I just said inaccurate? Anything at all? Nothing to say, do you? Dumbasses. Joe Biden. It is literally unprecedented in the United States to lord over the arrest of your current political opponent in a presidential race, which is what he's doing. Folks, all roads lead to Obama here. All roads lead to Obama. I'm going to tell you something. You ready? I'm going to share something I've been holding on to for a long time because, and fault me for it if you want. It's fine. I'm only human. This is serious. I've been holding on to this for a long time. Folks, if you're going to prosecute Donald Trump for a classified documents, alleged scandal. And I'll go through why this case is an absolute loser if it makes it to a serious judge and not a hack. I'll go through that in a second. We got the deets on that. I was on Obama's detail. Obama had a guy in his circle, very close in his circle, and he knows who he is. This guy was caught multiple times bringing foreign nationals up to secure floors where there were documents all over the place, most likely classified. Everybody knows who this guy is. Espionage Act violations? exposing classified documents to foreign nationals. We have no idea who these people are. Let's just say this guy would come back, maybe had a few adult sodas in him. I mean, as close to Obama as you can get. A few adult sodas in him and be with some people, if you know what I mean, that were definitely not vetted. Ah, it's all good. It's okay. Really? You know who those people are? Has it ever occurred to you you might be getting set up in a honey trap? You sure we want to go down this road? And by the way, I did not kill myself. Just so you all know, I am in no way suicidal.